If you let the external world determine how you are in the inside, yeah, no matter how much money you got, you're going to always be in this poverty state of feeling unsafe, feeling like there's not enough, feeling isolated and separated from your good.
Hey there, you're listening to the Redefining Wealth Podcast with me, Patrice Washington. This is the space that we come to learn more about what it means to chase purpose, not money. And that's because even though I've been known as a personal finance expert for many years, what I do know to be true is that wealth is so much more than just money and material possessions. We believe here in the original definition of wealth, which was the condition of well-being and happiness. And so we need to be well in the other parts of our lives that impact how we navigate our finances. And I love being able to have different conversations just to illuminate that idea for all of us so we can just be better, right? And by the byproduct of that is have better finances. So I'm super excited. Earlier this year, I started introducing you to what I call the soundtrack of my healing over the last couple years, because it's been such a blessing to me. And today's guest is one of those people who've just been such a big part of my healing. But before I introduce you to Tony Jones, let's get into the affirmation of the week.
You know, you got to speak positivity into your life, into your day. You gotta affirm positivity. You gotta affirm abundance. You gotta affirm yourself to wealth.
Self-love is self-care. Embracing self-love is the foundation of my self-care journey. I prioritize nurturing my well-being and treating myself with grace, compassion, and kindness. I recognize that I deserve the same compassion I offer to others. Each day, I practice radical honesty, I honor my strengths, and I embrace the areas of my life that are still evolving. I affirm my worthiness and practice self-love as an essential part of my routine. I empower myself to lead a life filled with purpose, fulfillment, happiness, and contentment, just as I am today. Declare with me today that self-love is your self-care. Okay, so wouldn't it be appropriate that I get to introduce the queen of affirmation music? I was known originally in the marketplace, I have to tell y'all, because of wealth affirmations. That's what I was doing 2010, 2011. And then it just expanded to affirming more and more things over my life. And so I'm so honored to introduce you to today's guest, Tony Jones. did 8 years as a life coach and mental health advocate for women and youth, and then transitioned into affirmation music, using her music to promote conscious well-being. Originally, she was crafting music for her life coaching clients, and she fused healing and music together, resulting in her first album in 2020. Since then, Tony has passionately released 5 projects, including Affirmations for the Grown-Ass Woman, one of my favorite, Affirmations and Chill, I See Me Mantras, Get Your Mind Right, and Me Versus Every Me, Affirmations of Self-Love in 2021. I love this unique style of healing music, and I really didn't know it was even considered healing music. I just knew that it was healing me. So without further ado, here is Tony Jones.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much, Patrice, for having me and sharing me with your platform. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Thank you for who you are in the world. And I just want to give a shout out to Spotify. Now, some people may say you're not supposed to just be throwing brands out there and blah, blah, blah. But I have to say, I was listening to Londrell, who has also been on the podcast, and a few other people. And one day Spotify suggested Tony Jones, and my life has never been the same, girl. I was binging all things Tony Jones at the top of 2022. And for me to, not even 18 months later, get to meet you in person when I came to your, well, I came late. I didn't know I was late, but I did still get to see you you were having that meet and greet in Atlanta, and to be able to just hug you, you know, share a moment with you, and also know that you're going to be at Redefining Wealth Live has just been a blessing to me, because your music has been a part of the soundtrack of my healing. So thank you for who you are in the world.
Thank you. I appreciate you. It was such a pleasure to meet you. And I love what you do. I think it's so important.
Thank you. Okay, so I want to get into this. You were working with clients as a life coach.
Then
infusing the music. Were you always musically inclined? Was this something that you always have done?
Not at all. I mean, till this day, I'm just like, I have to go to social media sometimes just to remind me, like, wow, I'm really this. Like, this is not something I made up. No, I was never musically inclined. I never was so interesting. Years ago when I was in school, I was a substitute teacher, a longtime substitute teacher for a music class. That's it. But I mean, I grew up in church. And when you grow up in church, music is just going to become second nature to you. But I actually, and I don't use this word often, but I hated the idea of memorizing songs, getting on a stage, grabbing a mic and singing a song. Anytime I did it, I always forgot my words. I was totally off key and everything. So it was never even an idea, a thought, a dream that this was something that I am to do or my purpose. So when I got the idea, affirmation music was from prayer meditation, because I asked God, I said, give me an idea to help my coaching business. And I had got affirmation music. It was like a download. I was like, oh my God, this is dope. And when I explored who else did this type of work, I was like, well, they're not really doing it the way I will opt into it. Like, you know, it's Motown music has this it's timeless. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I want my music to be not just timeless, but something that has that hypnotic attribute to like a lot of pop music. Like, I wanted people to play it over and over and over again. And so I knew that this was the thing that was going to help me and my coaching clients practice well-being on the go. And so I had this whole vision of it helping my coaching business. I had no idea I was going to close my coaching business and become a full-time musician. It's so funny to me.
Oh my God. What a great story of how purpose evolves. Like, how purpose evolves. And that to get better answers, we got to ask better questions. Like, you asked God a question and got this download that you actually had to be obedient to. Because sometimes we hear the answer, but we really don't make a move on it. But that could be the very thing that our whole destiny is wrapped up in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It shifted my whole paradigm of how I approached life, because affirmation music was never on my vision board. It was never what I aspired for throughout my whole life. And so it made me be more open and curious to what it looks like for me to unplan my life, leave some space for curiosity, leave some space for getting comfortable in uncertainty and not trying to overplan or overstrategize my life, because my purpose is already orchestrated, a design. So I just have to allow it to live through me. You know, it doesn't take away from being intentional and strategic and planning, but don't hold such a grip and attachment to how you do it to get a certain outcome, because the outcome of the divine purpose for your life is so much sweeter, 100 times better than how you could ever plan it.
Girl, I know that to be true, because you couldn't have told me that I would end up being a podcaster. You couldn't have told me that I would go into radio. And as a matter of fact, Tony, when I first even had a inkling that radio might be a thing, I had applied or sent like a snippet of like a money minute affirmation type of thing. This is back in the day, like 2012. And I want to say it was in your state to a radio station. And the production manager there, like the run the station, replied and said that my voice was hideous. He used the word hideous. I'm like, well, was I raspy that day? Like, what happened? What side of the bed did he wake up on? But that was the response over 10 years ago. And then to fast forward a couple years later, I ended up on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And I was on that show weekly. And that show broadcasted in that state through that station. So he had to hear my hideous voice anyway when it was all said and done. But then to now have this podcast and reach so many people, I'm so grateful that I love what you said, unplanned my life. It was never a part of the plan. But sometimes even when we don't get the initial answer that we desire, or, you know, I wasn't attached to that rejection. I was like, but I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to keep going. And it happened anyway.
Yes. It's amazing how that happens. It without you trying to force it to happen. Because society teaches you that you have to be in control of every detail of your life for you to experience your greatness, for you to experience some level of success. And so what's missing out of those conversations is the divine narrative, the divine purpose, the unseen world that orchestrates things on our behalf that goes far past our logic, our best practices, you know, all the education of how to make life great and grand. It's like there's some comfort to knowing that your hands, your effort, it's comforting to know that your greatness and your purpose and your most desired life and dream is not dependent on your hands and your effort and your strategy alone. It's really comforting to know that there is a supportive team out there that we may not be ever able to describe in detail to support us being on that path that brings us the most joy, the most gratification, our dreams coming true. It is really like, and it takes some time to really get comfortable in that truth, you know, because we get a little resistant and stubborn because we've had to survive a lot, you know, and we've gotten a lot of rewards and results from being in control. But I think we're living in an era where we have to loosen up our control a little bit more to allow things to happen on our behalf without us being so, you know, working the plan out so hard on our own, you know?
Yeah. This week's episode is sponsored by Ethos Life. Are you ready to redefine wealth and take your life to the next level? Well, there's one critical piece of the puzzle you might have overlooked. Life insurance. Now, we all have dreams and we all have people we deeply care about. For me, it's my loved ones, and I want to ensure their future is secure no matter what. Enter Ethos. It's a game changer in the world of life insurance because traditional life insurance can be complicated and time consuming, but that's not the case with Ethos. They've revolutionized the process with a seamless 100% online application. Now, here's the kicker. No medical exams or blood tests. Ethos knows that your time is precious, so they can cover you in just minutes, not weeks. Imagine the peace of mind knowing that your family is always protected. It's as simple as answering a few health questions online, so don't wait. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and in most cases, get coverage on the same day. So head to patricewashington.com/ethos to start your quote. That's patricewashington.com/ethos. You know, I'm all about seizing opportunities, and this is one you can't afford to miss. Protect what matters most with Ethos Life Insurance. PatriceWashington.com/ethos. Oh, I resonate with that so much because starting as someone being known as a finance expert, to be shifting to have more personal development and spiritual growth conversations with people who are like, but I just need you to tell me how to budget. I'm like, I know, but you think that's the thing. And the thing is, there is more to this than that. If you don't shift your beliefs and your behavior, having a pretty budget doesn't change anything. Having a balanced budget, it really doesn't change anything. Is it a part of the equation? Yes. But the idea that that is the end all be all, that's like an insatiable type of concern. It's like that will always be a thing, but are you changing in the midst? And that's what I love about your music and what it does and the statements that you have in these songs that are so powerful. And, you know, I really didn't know that you started with your life coaching clients. And I think that's so interesting because as I was listening to more and more of your music, I started to begin my coaching sessions with one of your songs. Like a song that I was listening to. And it's so interesting I would say have everyone listen. We would come in and listen. We still do this. They come in and we're listening to a song and everyone chooses a statement or a line from the song that resonates with their spirit in that moment. And that's how we begin our co-created conversations. And girl, when I tell you it is beautiful, it is beautiful. Because you know you can hear the same thing at a different time in your life and it just resonates differently with your spirit. So they may hear the same song multiple times throughout our time together. And then they just hear something completely different. And we unpack that. Yeah. And what it unlocks is just incredible breakthrough.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
You know, one thing I hear you saying, you said, first of all, that can be a whole song. If you ever want to start your own affirmation, music, album, whatever, for money mantras or whatever, holla at your girl, okay? Because I'm helping a lot of artists start their own lane in affirmation music. But what I heard you say was budget, beliefs, and behavior, which can be a whole song, okay?
Okay.
It can be a whole book.
Y'all heard it here first. Yeah, when you see
budget,
it come out.
Beliefs, and behavior. I just did a panel with Ally Financial and Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah.
And it was at United Masters. And so the lady who works with Ally Financial, she's a part of the financial wellness department. They created her role just for her to spearhead financial wellness and literacy and these activations around literacy around this. And she talked about financial behaviors and how trauma and childhood trauma and beliefs shape your financial habits and behavior. And so I'll say for me in my experience, it's I've learned a lot around best practices, but the healing part of how trauma and has shaped your money stories and behavior, I'm still in my journey with that. Let me just tell your audience, I had no idea how much money I was about to make by changing my career at the end of my 30s. Mm-hmm. From going from life coaching, having a full-time position in Detroit high schools, to being a full-time successful musician, that's what's so important to also know is that when you are manifesting this big life, make sure you have the mindset prepared to handle it.
Baby.
Because you manifest a big life and you don't have any nervous system regulation practices. You don't have any healthy financial habits that you've been practicing over and over again. You don't have a therapist to navigate different things that when life happens and triggers all of these things while you're having all of this success happen. Baby, you can go back to ground zero if you're not prepared from the internal space. So while we're powerfully affirming and manifesting all of this abundance of life, you know, it's very important to be prepared from within. So you can be grounded when the ebbs and flows of abundance manifest in your life. Because I was like, was I in scarcity? Yes. Let me just admit it. I was. When the money started coming, I was like, okay, I could do this. I could do that. And really, you need to just ground yourself when those type of rivers start to flow in. And so I learned the hard way. And I always said, I'm not going to be like my other brothers and sisters, like, you know, trying to make rain once all. But it's literally, you can't fight your own nature the way those loops have been grooved. Yes. and grounded into your habits and your lifestyle, your thinking. Mm-hmm. So I've been on the journey to change my beliefs, to change my behavior, so I can sustain the budget that gives some boundaries to the rivers of flow for currency. It's been very humbling to be a student to my own message around finances and money and abundance. But I'm grateful that I'm able to be a student, because it makes me more relatable to the everyday person who's going through this journey to transform their financial life from inside out, you know?
I love that. And that's why it's so complimentary, right? So even in me mentioning to people that the only person that I wanted at the event, before I even said something about Redefining Wealth Live, I think I was in your DMs like, hi, I'm Patrice. Come to find out, we knew people in common, but still, I was just, you know, listening on Spotify and reaching out. And when I mentioned to someone that you were the only person that I wanted, they're like, oh, that's interesting. They didn't really know me, like really listen to the show and even hear the affirmations. They knew me in the space of, oh, that's the money lady from such and such. And so they were looking for the connection. And I'm like, how do you not see the connection? It's all connected, because I can teach you. And this is what I used to do, all of the financial principles and all the personal finance stuff. But if you haven't cultivated a spirit of self-love, you're going to sabotage that. If you are not healing through some of these other parts of your life, you know, we've talked about relationship stuff, you're going to sabotage that. Like, all these other parts of your life impact your ability to make money, manage money, and sustain money. Like, it all goes together, and these things have to work in concert. It's complementary. Like, there's no separation between the two.
Yes, there's no separation. It's the annoying, beautiful, healthy truth. You can't. It literally, how you are within is the set point of how you relate to money. Mm-hmm. I know people who are multimillionaires, come from old money, and still operating from scarcity. Still got a consciousness of scarcity and financial stress. And I'm like, how do you have that? You got houses all over the world. You got money from great, 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 and you still financially stressed. Mm-hmm. And it's literally a mindset. It's what your weather, your climate in the inside of how you relate and talk about money and how you've experienced it. So, you know, especially if you're allowing the outside world to determine your inner world, mm-hmm. from the stock market, the economy, to all the things that's changing in business, you know, and in society. If you let the external world determine how you are in the inside, no matter how much money you got, you're going to always be in this poverty state of feeling unsafe, mm-hmm. feeling like there's not enough, feeling isolated and separated from your good, you know?
Yeah. In my earlier books, I used to always say, who you are with $100 is who you are with $1,000. It's who you are with $10,000. It's who you are with $1,000,000. You are like who's managing this and taking this into the world. So it doesn't matter. So when people think, oh, if I make more money, everything will be better. When you make more money, it gives you more opportunity to see who you are and what trauma you've experienced and what things you still need to heal. You have more access to run amok if you're already mm-hmm. running amok. And the same, mm-hmm. if you are practicing, you know, the habit of discipline, it's like building the muscle. It's not about the denomination. It's about the discipline. Are you ready to be disciplined in that area? And that's why I think, like, what we do really does complement one another. Like, yes, I want you to be wealthy and have all the financial resources. I also want you to know who you are so that the world doesn't dictate what you do with said resources. And that's why yes. this is redefining wealth for yourself. Like redefining wealth is for yourself. It's not based on what other people tell you it has to be.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that because I'm all about that. My music, I'm just so grateful that I get to do this type of music because it really reflects who I am as a person. Just as a person and what I've grown to be as a person. And that is someone who's never going to be a guru, never going to be a leader and teacher, but someone that's going to be a guide and an ally to point you back to you so you can own your own narrative, so you can feel your own feelings of what's true for you. So the whole process of redefining you is so aligned with how I approach life, approach my work, approach what I share in podcasts, on panels, in interviews. I'm gonna always come from a state of like reflecting you back to you. Mm-hmm. You know, when people come to me and they're like wanting advice, and I'm like, well, what's true to you? All I have to do is ask questions. And people, because people know they have all the answers inside of them. It's just about having the space to be quiet enough to hear and feel and listen what's true for you and taking accountability to that and being integrity to that, you know? So I totally see the alignment, like redefining wealth for yourself, customizing that for you is so important now with so much information. Now we're such an overly informed generation, you know?
But that's the thing. I really believe too, that that's the difference between self-awareness and soul awareness, right? So we have more information than we have ever had. We have access to more information and we are just constantly gathering because we don't know ourselves yet, don't have the guts to apply any of it. So we're learning and learning and learning and we have self-awareness, but soul awareness is how do I apply this for me? Like what resonates, what from what I heard actually resonates with me and will I take the steps to actually implement it and make it a part of how I move forward or do I just frustrate myself because now I have more awareness of what I should do, what I could be, but I'm not knowing how to apply that for me in a way that's authentic. That's very frustrating.
Absolutely. It is.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt that deep yearning inside? It's like a whisper in your soul telling you that there is more to how you are living today. There's more than just climbing the corporate ladder and being content. There's more than how we've been taught to pursue wealth and financial success. There's more than just the good title and the house and the cars. There's more. I believe that there's a world of infinite possibilities waiting for you. And I want to invite you to join me in Atlanta, Georgia from October 6th through 8th for Redefining Wealth Live, where our theme is Meant for More. This 3-day experience is intended to help you get off autopilot, discover your deepest desires, and authentically manifest your dreams. I'm talking about transformational teachings, transformational connections, and transformational experiences that will help you create greater harmony, peace, and joy as you pursue professional pursuits, but do it with your desires in mind. This inaugural event is themed Meant for More because I truly believe that you were born on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. Do not let fear or doubt hold you back from getting in this room, even if you have to come alone. Secure your seat at Redefining Wealth Live by visiting redefiningwealthlive.com. That's redefiningwealthlive.com. You, Purpose Chaser, are meant for more, and I can't wait to guide you on this remarkable journey of true internal and external transformation. I'll see you in Atlanta.
You know, I'm preparing for the next level of my music. Getting out into the world. I have a team that's helping me in all of these things. But I'm like, well, Tony, let's take an inventory of how you've been taking care of your life. So down to the clutter in my closet, clutter, paperwork, you know, going overly over my book. See, I don't shop, but I do eat. Okay. Because listen, I thought when I mastered shopping, and stop overly shopping. I was like, ooh, I'm winning now. And I started my little 50-30-20 budgeting in 2020 because everything changed after I became a musician. That was around in 2020, a full-time musician. And but then that food, that food since I was like, okay, because when you're healing, when you're doing so much deep healing of yourself, it's like it could trigger a psychosis, you know, if you're not careful, if you don't have any qualified, licensed allyship to help you navigate your healing process. So it was like for me to stay out of the psychosis, for me to actually not be suicidal, for me to be open to life. It was like, well, what's one thing that I really like about being here? I was like, it's the food. It's the food. So I took on this energy of YOLO, like especially when you're in California, you can eat very well for a nice penny.
You know, okay? That's where I'm from.
You're from, oh my gosh, girl, like Erewhon. Mm-hmm. Erewhon grocery store had me in a chokehold when I stayed in California for a month. And every time I go there, I just be like, Lord, I need to start a whole bank account just for California food, you know? And so for me, it's like disciplining myself, you know, okay, my accountant said you only had this much a month for food. That's all. Don't go over it. You know, so discipline myself. It's very hard. It can be very annoying, but it's also for sustainable reasons, for health reasons, and for preventative measures. Mm-hmm. I have to practice these things before I go to the next level, because all I'm going to do is transfer that same mindset, those behaviors and patterns to when I do get that six-figure check or I do get mm-hmm. this opportunity. Because one thing I'm learning is in entertainment, they move at an unhuman pace. Like it's just not natural, you know, which I'm not opting into, but I know it's going to increase my momentum. Mm-hmm. So I have to make sure that I have discipline to make sure I prioritize eating at home, budgeting my money, making sure, you know what I'm saying? These are things I'm thinking about as an artist, because it's very much normal for creative people to be very YOLO, very irresponsible and loosey-goosey with their finances and with order and structure in their life. And I'm like, I'm not going to be that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to master this, you know, no matter how creative and artsy I am, it's a value for me and it's a conviction for me to master that. So I understand. I'm definitely one of those people that's like, I don't want to grow up, you know? But I like the benefits of maturing in my life. I like the benefits of that rather than the consequences mm-hmm. of not, you know, being a grown woman about your financial life. Yeah. So is that. I just wanted to be in full transparency about that.
I love that. And you're right. It does feel very restricting. But that's also for a season, right? Until it becomes more just a part of the DNA. But we could be restricted now and have great rewards, right? Because it's going to really spill into other parts of our lives where we want to be more disciplined. Like, I love that you, essentially what you described in taking inventory is what we call an authentic alignment audit. So with my clients, we go through each pillar and look at what's really going on. If we stop romanticizing reality and making excuses and we get radically honest, like you talked about the closet, right? And the clutter there, we would call that the space pillar. Is that really set up to support you, right? What questions are you asking yourself? Essentially, we're doing the same thing. We call it an authentic alignment audit. So I love that because it really does reveal a lot when you're ready to be honest about it.
Yes. Yeah. When I got my CPA, and I'm looking for another one. So if you or your audience knows one, please contact me. I need another CPA.
I'll send you one.
Please do. I was talking to her and one of the things I learned from working with her was that discipline, you know, that, you know, it's so important to do it now rather than later. I have a whole generation in my family that has suffered because they didn't want to be disciplined now, you know? And so I think Venus said, the tennis player, mm-hmm. she just said something recently about discipline. I have to send you that post on Instagram.
Okay.
But she talked about discipline being really the cheat code to get everything you want in life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, Wow. So I'm very much entertaining that more in my life because I'm very flowing and fluid. And I've had to because I used to be very like in control, aggressive and assertive to make my reality happen. And I had to survive a lot. But because I stopped a lot of things in 2019, 2020, I was able to really give my feminine energy some rest and space to rule the world, if you will.
Yeah.
And so I've softened up a lot, but I feel like I need more of that masculine energy where I create some firm boundaries with myself, not just with others, but with myself so I can sustain all of this energy that's been coming in my life and that will come into my life. But that discipline piece is everything. I feel like that is a strong conversation when it comes to redefining your wealth, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely. And you also touched on one of my favorite things, which are boundaries and the ability to articulate them. And I'll tell you, the very first song that was suggested to me of yours was Energy Budget.
What?
Ooh, that was the first one. That was the first song. It had me in a chokehold, girl. When I tell you, start the day, end the day, in the middle of the day. And Energy Budget is still one of my favorites. It's one of my clients' favorites. And this line right here is a part of what set me free. I have the right to tell people what they don't want to hear in the name of setting them boundaries. I have the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. Because how many times have we softened things or just, you know, skirted around things, skated around the real issue? Because I don't want to tell you something that I know you don't want to hear, but it is truly impacting me. It is affecting me. It is triggering me. Girl, that line right there, I start telling too many people. I don't know if there's a such thing as too many people, but the fear. And then you also say, I know now that people pleasing isn't love, but it is fear. And look, we both had to take a breath.
Yes.
That has been so beautiful for me. And it's the thing that reminds me not to be attached to the outcome. I have become more and more detached from trying to manage what you may say or everything about what you may feel in the name of stifling what's real for me, right? Yes. I'm just like not in a season of betraying myself anymore. That's just not an option. And that line I often come back to, that energy budget. Listen, we're going to link in the show notes. If you have not heard Energy Budget by Toni Jones, please go ahead wherever you listen to your music and get you some of that.
For real. I think speaking of energy budget, there's this practice that I do with myself when I'm at the beach or personally just in my room where I do vision play, where I just go big, like act like I have the budget. I have the team. It's already yes. And now I'm just creating what that is. And one of my dreams for energy budget is to create an energy budget experience at the Essence Fest, where it's an energy budget gallery, where people get to really have an experiential encounter with this song, like an art gallery, like very experiential, because I know for a fact that is how you are with your energy is how you are with your finances. And what I know about women is women have been rewarded and defined by how they overly give their energy. We've been rewarded for being the last one on the list. On Mother's Day, watch the post on Mother's Day. My mother gave her last. My mother always puts herself last. You know what I'm saying? It's always this adoration and praise of a woman putting herself last and putting the world and everything first. And she suffers for it. And so it's like my dream is to create experiences for these songs, not just for you to push play and bop to it and help navigate your life, but actually experience the levels of how this song, these songs and these lyrics and affirmations can transform you, because women are unlearning that right now as we speak.
Yes.
How to budget their energy. Because anytime I'm having financial issues, I'm like, oh, I got an energy leak.
Yes.
Where am I leaking my? I'm like, I got an energy leak. Where is my energy leaking? And every time I get honest about that, I identify exactly where that leak is. And once I start repairing that energy leak, I see the finances flow and feel safe and everything. So it's really, I'm really get excited when I hear people resonate with that song, because I know that that is a core issue in the community of the global community of women. It's budging our energy, telling people our truth, you know, not people pleasing and oversharing and overgiving. I know that's a thing for us. It's a pain point for us because we've been taught as women that that is how we love and give, is by giving our last and putting ourselves, you know, last on the list.
Oh, I love that. And I'm just going to be, so I always talk about that in terms of dreaming in color. So if there was no budget and no limitations, what are all the things I would do? I love that that's essentially the same thing that you do with Vision Play. So I'm going to add to that too. And if y'all do a panel, yeah, at Essence related to energy budget, remember your girl. So we just going to both be vision casting and vision playing with that. I love it. That is incredible. Yeah. Look, there's one more lyric that I have to bring up because this has been such a blessing to my community. Take Up Spaces. Woo! Ooh. Take Up Spaces is amazing. And this is the line that I love. Take Up Spaces. I got more room with this in the boardroom, in the band room, in the Zoom, on the IG. It's like in my troop on the beach, I'm a reach. Like that line has had women in my programs go from not being willing to turn their camera on, from coming on every call saying, can I say this? Can I share one thing? And it's like, you don't have to ask for permission. Take up space. Like, let's go. And I've played that song in each one of my groups. And as the time goes on, you can see people go from not being willing to turn their camera on to getting on like, okay, right. So you guys, I was like, they ready with their win. They're ready. They go from, can I share something, to like, if I say, is there anyone else? Oh yeah, I have something to say. I'm like, and we go, you better take up spaces. That's right. I heard that. And I love that because it's not just on the call or on the Zoom. This is in their life. It translates to how they do life. Oh. And I am watching the transformation in my communities. And I have to tell you, because I know I have to let you go. You have another interview and I do too. But I have to tell you that your music and using it as a piece of how I now coach, not just live my life, but how I now coach as well. I'm watching real transformation happen. And the fact that people have a tool and a resource by way of your affirmation music where they can now go, I don't quite believe it yet, but I'm going to go put this on repeat and binge it until I do. And then I see how it manifests in their lives. It is such a blessing.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, thank you on behalf of my clients, my community, purpose chasers all over the world, because I share your music all the time.
I'll never get used to how this music lands in people's lives. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. I am honored. It's my pleasure to serve in this way. I'm just so grateful people are ready for this message, you know, and that we're living in a time where people want to grow and people want to feed themselves messages and content and information that helps them do that. And I love that we have it as easy as push and play on their phone, you know, it's on their laptops. They can play this music and practice healing and wellness on the go. And I love that it's encouraging women to take up space in all of these spaces that they're in, because for so long, like I said, with energy budget, we as women have been defined by how quiet we are, mm-hmm. how we shrink in spaces, how we allow everybody else to shine and let everybody else take space and find some pride in not being seen and unheard. But it's no. That era is over. We're healing and unlearning that and just taking up all the space everywhere we're at. So I love that you're sharing this with your community and they're witnessing themselves change because of it, along with what you're sharing as far as financial literacy and financial health. So thank you. So much gratitude.
So much for you. And I can't wait to see you perform live at Redefining World Live, October 6th through 8th in ATL. I'm excited.
Yes. Love Atlanta. I'm excited too. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Awesome. You guys, I hope that you get a chance, if you haven't already, to truly, truly immerse yourself in all things that are Tony Jones and this affirmation music, because it has literally been a part of the soundtrack of my healing, but now just of my my life. Like, I just appreciate that every day, as my spirit and soul require something different, I can hear something different in one of these songs and take it as something that I can meditate on throughout the day. And it is literally shifting so much for me. And I know it will do the same for you. So we're going to link to all things Toni Jones in the show notes and make sure that you get connected to her on social media and come see her live at Redefining Wealth Live in ATL, October 6th through 8th. It's going to be an incredible time with purpose chasers coming from all over the world. And just imagine that collective energy of women and a few good men, but mostly women who are taking up space in every way possible and really giving voice to their truth and showing up in the world in a big way. I hope this episode has been a blessing to you. Check the show notes for all relevant links. And until next time, I want you to go live your life's purpose, find fulfillment, and earn more without ever chasing money. Talk to you later.